The funerals today for Tyre Nichols in Memphis. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
My little brother didn't deserve none of this.
That's right.
At all.
Jamal Dupree also calling on people to remain peaceful as the probe into Nichols police beating continues. Fox's Jill Nato has more.
The chief legal officer of Memphis said the city's holding all additional video and audio from the January 7th traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols until an investigation is done. Five police officers face murder charges.
And two other officers have been relieved of their duties. Three fire department EMTs were fired for not giving Nichols proper medical treatment. Another state is in ensuring abortion is legal after last year's Supreme Court ruling. Minnesota. Here's Fox's Gernal Scott.
Democratic Governor Tim Walz put pen to paper to codify abortion access, and it begins as February begins.
You have the right to make your own decisions about your health, your family, and your life.
No Republicans in Minnesota's legislature voted in favor. Many GOP-led states have enacted abortion bans. President Biden has said he will not negotiate on raising the debt limit to avoid a possible U.S. default, but today he will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as Republicans demand spending cuts be attached.
I think we could find common ground, that we could find a lot of savings in the spending of government.
The meeting a day after President Biden went to New York City, touting the new infrastructure law, helping build more rail tunnels, two of them under the Hudson River.
This is just the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in this country.
A famous big fan of Amtrak, the president on Monday went to Baltimore, where a new passenger rail tunnel is going under the Potomac. Former President Trump soon won't be alone on the campaign trail. Multiple sources confirmed to Fox Nikki Haley will enter the Republican race for president in 2 weeks. The former U.N. ambassador also used to be South Carolina's governor. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans will hold a House hearing today probing the record surge of migrants coming to the U.S. illegally, and they say it's time for the head of Homeland Security to go.
He came in and he basically got rid of every policy that was working.
Congressman Andy Biggs will introduce the articles of impeachment, wanting to oust Alejandro Mayorkas, though that's unlikely to go anywhere in the Democrat-led Senate. Mayorkas went to Miami on Monday, touting a new immigration program allowing 30,000 migrants per month come to the U.S. directly from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to ease the strain at the border.
We have built lawful pathways so people can come to the United States and seek relief. At the same time, those who do not avail themselves of those lawful pathways will not succeed in remaining in the United States.
Here is part of the problem.
The feds say human trafficking has been a booming business for the Mexican cartels. ICE says arrests for human trafficking jumped from more than 1,700 in fiscal year 2020 to more than 2,300 last year. The national hotline receives 50,000 calls a year. Ashley Bryant is CEO of Three Strands Global Foundation that fights human trafficking.
Someone who may be experiencing poverty, homelessness, someone who has been abused, whether domestic violence or sexually, someone who's been involved in our child welfare system. Those vulnerabilities are what traffickers prey upon.
As long as the problems at the southern border continue, so too will the exploitation. In New York, Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Federal Reserve policymakers meet for a second day, and then they're expected to announce yet another interest rate hike, the eighth one in less than a year, trying to keep taming inflation, though economists predict a smaller increase today, maybe a quarter of a percentage point. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling the day after big gains. The Dow surged up 368 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.